Hello and welcome to the podcast ministry of Victory Assembly. Scripture says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We are confident that the sermon you are about to listen to will cause faith to rise from within you. Be blessed as you listen in Jesus' name.
Our team for the year is, what's the team? Great and Effectual Door. Great and Effectual Door. I want you to be expectant wherever you go. You know, just be expectant. Expect doors to open for you. Because God will be opening doors for you this year. We'll give you special opportunities. Amen. Special access. And I'm ministering this morning. Our time is fast spent. But I'm ministering this morning, you know, on how to recognize an open door. How to recognize an open door. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 8 and 9 says, "But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. For a great door and effectual is opened unto me. And there are many adversaries." Adversaries will always arise, like I said, when you begin to make progress. When God is lifting you to new heights. When new things are starting to work with you. Not everybody will celebrate that. Enemies will arise. But you will always be victorious. The plan of the enemy, whatever kind of enemy against you, will not prosper. You are covered in the blood of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and he is saved. You are saved. You are secured. Your future is intact in the name of Jesus. There is a great thing that God will do for you. Move you to a great height, and that can happen by reason of open doors. He will create the door for you so you can reach that great destiny. And the first thing when we talk about open doors, or how to recognize an open door, the first thing that you need to realize is that not every opening is from God. Not every door that is open is from God. When God says, "I will do something," the devil hears whatever God says. Amen. Except God is speaking to us in the spirit, because we understand from the scriptures, it's only when we are talking to God in the spirit or in tongues that Satan does not understand. And that's why we need to pray always in tongues. And it's important to learn to pray in tongues more than you pray in your understanding. Because the Bible says, "He who speaks in tongues speaks mysteries, and no one understandeth him." Howbeit, he's speaking to God. You know, he's speaking to God in secrets. So, but when God is speaking to us in our language, in English, you know, via prophecy, the devil also hears. And anytime God is doing something, Satan likes to create a counterfeit. He wants to do something to make it look like it. Why would Satan want to create a counterfeit? So he can divert you. Hallelujah. So he can divert your attention to what is not the real. And that way, he makes you arrive at the wrong destination. And you miss out on the promises and the blessing of God. Or he ends up wasting your time. You go a long way, then you realize that, oh, you've been going the wrong direction. And you start coming back again. So he wastes your time. Or you end up investing resources, you know, on what will not work. So you waste resources. Satan likes to create a counterfeit. So not all doors are opened by God. And this is why you need to take your time to be sure that the opening is actually an open door from God. You know, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25 says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are ways of destruction." So don't just assume that the door is of God because it's attractive. It looks like something really big. It's gonna work. No, don't just jump into anything by appearance, by what it looks. It may look good, attractive, like something doable, but it may not be it. It may be a waster. Amen. And particularly to young people, don't get into a relationship simply because the person is nice. He's a nice guy. She's a beautiful girl. Wow, look at her legs. Amen. Yeah, I used to like legs. That's one of the things that attracted me to my wife. Praise the Lord. Hey, make sure you don't look, okay? Anytime she's coming, your head should just be up. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But you see, it's not what really only looks good. It's attractive. You know, it's nice that you jump into. God must show you. It's an opening from me. Hallelujah. It's an opening from me. Thank you, Jesus. It's possible for you also, very possible, for you to be by an open door and not recognize it. Are you with me this morning? It's very possible. You know, so God himself will have to, you know, show you and open your eyes to see a door. Not all doors are opened by God, but it's also possible to be by a door that God has created for you and not even realize it. You've been there for a long time and not aware that that is an open door. That is a chance for you to get connected. Get connected. Get moved up to a higher height. I've seen, even in Victory Assembly, in terms of young people coming into a relationship, you see a guy, you know, he's by this lady, she fancies him. You know, she's given all indications that she likes him, but he does not see it. And then this other guy comes in and he says something, she says yes. And when they are started together, then suddenly he realizes that, wow. You can be in a town and you for a long time and don't even know that that is a door. And someone will come after you, many years after you, and get something started. And suddenly he starts to prosper. And your eyes will open. And you're wondering, how come I didn't know there is something like this? And I'll be here. Hallelujah. One of the devil's tools against believers particularly is blindness. One of the devil's tool against people of destiny is blindness. The devil uses blindness to hinder people from knowing the truth about themselves, from knowing what is available for them. This is why Paul says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world had blinded their minds." Had blinded their minds, which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The devil uses blindness to blind people. And so you find yourself before an opportunity, big time opportunity, but will never know it. Hallelujah. You know, if you read the Bible, then you would have come across the story of how Abraham brought through Sarah's gift. He brought in this woman as a slave girl called Hagar. And Sarai, his wife, said, so they could become parents, Abraham should go in to be with Hagar. And she conceived and she bare a son and he named him Ishmael. And the slave girl now, seeing that she had bore Abraham a son, began to look down on Sarah. Now she despised her. And then Sarah didn't like it and she went and reported to Abraham and said, look at this slave girl that I tried to show favor. Now she's had a child and she despised me. And Abraham said, she's your slave. Nothing has changed. She's still your slave. Deal with her whichever way you want to. And Sarah, at that time she was still Sarah, you know, dealt with Hagar. She really beat her. And Hagar fled. And she took the boy, Ishmael, and fled. And their water finished. And they found themselves in a dry land, in a desert. And they famished. They thirst even unto the dead. And because she didn't want Ishmael to die, she didn't want to see Ishmael die, she just left him somewhere and moved to another corner and was crying. And an angel appeared and spoke to her. All along, there was a fountain in that same place. Yet, she was dying of a thirst because she was blind. She could not see. And the Bible says, God, Genesis chapter 21, verse 17, and God heard the crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven. God heard the little boy crying, Abraham's son. You know, Isaac was Abraham's son, true, right? And was also under the blessing. Hallelujah. He was a partaker of the blessing of Abraham as well, because he was true. Ishmael, did I say Isaac? Ishmael, sorry. Thank you, sir. Ishmael. And God wouldn't let Ishmael die. So God heard the cry of the boy from heaven, and he called on Hagar from heaven and said, what is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make into him a great nation. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy to drink. All along, there was a well. Hallelujah. God never takes to a place where he will not make a way. Are you listening to me? God never allows you to embark on a journey and has no destination for you. Praise the Lord. Wherever you are located, there are resources for you. There are opportunities for you. There's an open door for you. You are on a journey to destiny. And at every stage of that journey, there is a provision to move you to the next stage. But if you're blind, you find yourself like in a desert. You will never dwell in a desert anymore. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. At every level of your journey, your eyes will open. Amen. your eyes will open. And this is also why it's important to learn to pray Ephesians chapter 1 verse number 17 or 18. It's very important to learn to pray this prayer. It should be your everyday prayer. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17 to 18 says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. You need to learn to pray this prayer. God, grant to me the spirit of understanding and revelation knowledge. Oh, that the eyes of my understanding will be enlightened. I reject ignorance. I refuse to dwell in the dark. I come against the angel of blindness. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Let that be your prayer every day, because it's possible to be at a place where there are loads of opportunities and yet not see it. It's possible to be at a place where there is abundance and still be in lack. It's possible to be in the midst of the crowd and still be lonely. You only need God to open your eyes. When your eyes are not open, opportunity before you will look like foolishness. They will not make sense at all. A brilliant idea will appear like a bad idea and a waste of time. And you will see destiny helpers that God has brought into your life as enemies of destiny. Because you are blind, you need God to open your eyes. Otherwise, you'll be at the place and someone will come behind you much later and get something started. And you'll be wondering, how come? I didn't realize that this can work for me. Amen. Another thing you must understand when it comes to open doors is that God does not only open doors, he also shut doors. Let me say to your neighbor, God does not only open a door, he shut doors. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. Not all closed doors are closed by the devil. Some closed doors are closed by God. God both opens and he shuts. Amen. If you are with me, say amen. Amen. Revelation chapter 3 verse 7 says, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, this thing said he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Sometimes God closes doors. And when it's God that has closed the door, don't try to open it. Amen. When a door is closed, please try to find out who closed it. Amen. Who closed it? Don't be at a war with God. You know, don't be fighting God. God closes doors. God closes doors. God closes doors. And he does that for many reasons. Amen. Many reasons. He closed that for many reasons. One of the reasons why God closed the door is because he didn't open it. You had seen it as if it's an open door. In order to save you all the trouble and a waste of time, he shuts it. You're not there where you could hear God so clearly. And if God will speak to you, you're not going to understand it. Because you've not developed yourself spiritually to hear the voice of the Spirit. So what will God do? He shuts it. You're wondering why? Why? I rebuked you, the devil. You're rebuking God. God shut the door himself. Hallelujah. God is kind to us. You know, I mean, he wants to minister to us so we can converse. But sometimes we don't listen, or we don't hear, or we don't understand. So he acts. That's why the Bible says the steps of the good man are ordered. God may say, go left, but you don't understand that. So what does he do? He orders your step. He just maneuvers your life. And you find yourself going this direction, and you're wondering, why is my life twisted, redirected this way? This has not been my plan. I wish I'd gone that way. But all along, it's been God behind it. Are you with me? So God shuts the door because he didn't open it. And sometimes God shuts a door because it's finished its use. He wanted it to be just for a season. Why it opened that door is accomplished. You want it to stay open, but God is saying, no, that's, I wanted it just to be for this season only. Hallelujah. So he shuts it. And why would God shut it? Because he does not want to stay focused on this. He has another door for you. He closed this one so he can open another one. Are you listening to me? To every stage in your life, there is a door. To every height, there is a door. It's not only one door that leads you all the way to destiny. At every stage, he opens this door, opens this opportunity. He links you with this other person, and your life keeps moving forward. Amen. Are you still with me? So it's important to know that God himself shuts doors, and he shuts them closed doors from God come in different forms and shape. Sometimes is an end of relationship. As bitter as that can be, God will allow it for a purpose. He can see that that man that you are hoping to get married to will not do you good. He will redirect your life against the plan of God. He may end up becoming a woman beater. And he makes something happen so the relationship can break. God does not break marriage. Are you with me? Because he has said whatever God has joined together, put asunder. Whether you, the moment you come to that stage of marriage and you agree to exchange covenant, whether it's with an unbeliever, God comes in there. Because a covenant is a covenant. If you enter into a covenant with an unbeliever, the covenant works. That's the reason why God could not twist the arm of the devil and make the devil vomit what Adam gave him. Because Adam had entered into a covenant with the devil. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. So with the moment you enter into marriage, it doesn't matter who the person is. Don't come and say, well, I've discovered it's not the will of God for me to marry this person. Once the marriage has taken place. But one of the things that God can help you do, really, because you're innocent, you're praying, you're seeking the face of God, he just kills them, the relationship. He kills it. And so an end of relationship sometimes is of God. Amen. Sometimes is of God. Sometimes is of God. It comes, a closed door comes in different forms and shapes. Amen. Amen. An open door may come in form of an opportunity. That's one of the ways God opens door for you. Let me just rush through this. Our time is fast spent, but is somebody with me? Can I take another maybe 10 minutes of your time? Is that okay? Is that okay, everybody? Praise the Lord. You know, God opens doors, and one of the ways he opens the door is by opening an opportunity for you. An opportunity. It may not necessarily be like a visible door like that door, but you know, doors mean different things. But an opportunity, God creates an opportunity for you, a rare opportunity. And it's important as you go about your daily affair that you look out for opportunities. Whenever you hear God saying, I will open for you a door, he's saying also, I will create for you an opportunity that will change your life. So you need to be on the lookout for an opportunity. And you need God to help you recognize an opportunity. Many people have not made progress, have not achieved more than they would have, because they don't recognize opportunity. Hallelujah. I decided to come out of, I've shared this story before, I decided to come out of rent and go into mortgage because of Pastor Stella Oviasu's testimony. You know, I've always wanted to live in a nice place. Even when I didn't have money, I wanted to live in a nice, good house. You know, so when I first came to Sheffield, I stayed in I was renting in Crooks. It's a nice place. I'm on my way to Wello and all the, hope you know that. Yeah. But I stayed in Crooks, and then I was renting. And then from Crooks, I moved to Fullwood. I stayed in Fullwood. Nice, cool place. Oh, goodness me. Lord, I received that back in the name of Jesus. But I was paying rent. I was paying rent. And then I was going around every church member that was buying house then, and I was praying for their house, dedicating houses for them. And when I came to Sheffield, do you know what? Houses were selling for £15,000. £25,000. When you put 45,000 and buy a house, even when you came, it's about that, isn't it? 50,000. We get a good house. Abby, Auntie Paulette. It's bad to be daft. I'm telling you. I went and dedicated someone's house by counting. I would have dedicated, one man, I would have dedicated for him over 20 houses. Over 20 houses. He will buy a house and he will call me. And I'll go and dedicate it. And when I'm going, he'll put an envelope in my hand. Ah! Jesus. I thought the money he's giving me was a blessing. And God was taking me around with him so I can see that this is going on in the city. But I was busy renting until I went to dedicate the house for Sister Stella, you know, the first house. And she said, I bought it about 30,000. I said, oh, fantastic, nice house. And I prayed for her. And a few months later, I can't remember how long, she bought her second house. And she called me to go and dedicate it for her. And I said, you've moved house? She said, yes, and I went to that. It was a bigger house. And I said, how did you do it? When she sold her first house, she made about 40,000 profit. I said, it's bad to be daft. That's how I started looking for her. I said, no more rent. How many of you are still renting? God show you mercy. The way he showed me mercy. Receive my kind of mercy. Come out of rent, man. Go into something else. That's how I started looking for a house. And Auntie Paulette found our house where we live in now. She said, it's good to show people where something is working. Is that okay? So come and see this house in my neighborhood. You will like it. We came, we liked it, and we bought it. Oh, you don't want to know how much I've made on that house now. I valued it. You don't want to. You'll be jealous. I'm telling you the truth. I put in some little money, and and expanded the house, and it's like twice the size, and I got someone to come and value it. If I sell it now, I can move to Fullwood. Or even Welu. I'm telling you. The money I'll put on deposit. Let me tell you something. The house has made 100% gain. If I sell it, I'll make twice what I bought it and a little more. Praise the Lord. Now I visited Arizona recently, and the guy who we went to be with was showing me a new estate that was built shortly before the recession hit a few years ago. He said, "Oh, this went during the recession," and he was kicking himself how he didn't have the money or how he didn't really do something about that. Because he said, well, during the recession, these houses were sold for $5,000. Sorry. Yeah, $5,000. $10,000. He said, and the Chinese people just flood in and bought them. Those houses of $5,000, $10,000 now are like $70,000, $80,000, $100,000. You're in the midst of opportunities, but you don't know it. Hallelujah. So God will open the door by way of creating for you an opportunity. And listen to me, it's important that you never despise any opportunity. Amen. Say to your neighbor, never despise any opportunity. It may appear small, insignificant, not really important, but you never can tell where it will lead you to. Hallelujah. So when there is an opportunity before you, take it serious. Pray about it. Your head may not understand it, but your spirit, let your spirit speak to you. The things of the spirit, the ways of God, the leading of God, cannot be received mentally. They are spiritually designed to the mental man, sensual man. They appear as foolishness. But it's the way of the spirit. So that's why you don't use your head. You know, it may not look like it, but if it's an opportunity, before you conclude, please pray the prayer that God will grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation knowledge and the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. So you can perceive the working of the spirit. And God is always working something to move you into greater destiny. But the devil is also countering it in order to keep you in the dark. That's one of the most powerful tools of the devil, to keep you in the dark. And a lot of us are here because of ignorance. If I'd known what I know today when I newly came into Sheffield, I would have been a millionaire. Come on. I would have just mortgaged some few houses and make some cool money and go and And by the time I'm giving the church my tithe, it's enough to just buy land. Ha!
Glory, hallelujah.
Let's not miss opportunities. Is that okay? You see, an opportunity comes in different form and shape, but I don't have the time. I guess I've got to end it here. But I'll mention one way God will be given an opportunity. One way, and then I'll pick it up next time. An opportunity to show someone kindness. An opportunity to show someone kindness. An opportunity to show someone kindness. Particularly, don't misuse it. You find yourself in a place where you can be the blesser, the helper. Someone that can contribute to make someone's life better. Don't blow that opportunity. Because you never know who that man is. Hallelujah. You never know who that man is. You see him just as him. Somebody you've known, you've ate together. You know, you've You've seen him come out of the bathroom. You know, you've seen him broke. You know, oh, you don't know who that man is. Amen. An opportunity to show kindness to whoever. Don't blow it. Tell me, say to your neighbor, an opportunity to show kindness to someone, whoever that is, please don't blow it. The Bible says that way, many have entertained angels. Many have entertained angels. He may be your angel. Hallelujah. He may be your angel. Don't look at angels for the purpose of this point. Yeah? Don't look at angels as spirits. The word angel is a sent one. Amen. A messenger. An angel may be someone, human being, that God tomorrow will send to transform your life completely. Hallelujah. Don't limit anyone by now, by what he's going through now. Be a blessing. There's a chance to. Don't hold back. You may think you're holding what you have. You're depriving the person something, but actually you're holding your destiny. Glory be to God. I pray that as we move on this year, God will take us to where we belong, each one of us. The devil has failed. The plan of the devil against you is broken and destroyed. Stand on your feet and declare that it is so in the name of Jesus. And the lines are falling for you. Unpleasant places. Come on, go ahead and prophesy on yourself. The lines are falling for me on pleasant places. Yea, I have goodly heritage. The lines are falling for me on pleasant places. Yea, I have goodly heritage. The lines are falling for me on pleasant places. Yea, I have goodly heritage. The devourer is destroyed. The power of the enemy is broken. In the name of Jesus, doors that have been opened by the enemy is shut. In the name of Jesus, the plans of the enemy against me are destroyed. The line has fallen for me on pleasant places. I'm moving forward. Come on, prophesy on yourself. I'm moving forward. I'm moving into my destiny. I'm taking territories. I'm taking territories. I'm reaching my goal. I'm fulfilling my purpose. In the name of Jesus, this is my year of great door, great door, great and effectual door, great and effectual door. This year, doors will open. Forces will respond to me. The land will yield her increase. The land will yield her increase. In the name of Jesus, this year I shall suffer no losses. No losses. No losses. And according to that which God has spoken, I will not be sorry. No regrets whatsoever. In the name of Jesus, the lines are falling for me on pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lift up your hand, everybody. In the name of Jesus, I declare these words into your life, that even this week, the Lord God Almighty, the God that I serve, will open your eyes. Amen. You will see clearer this week. You will see clearer. Amen. You will see what to avoid. You will see the road to go. Amen. You will see what to take. Amen. You will see what to drop. Amen. Your eyes are opened. Amen. I command every scale to fall off. Amen. Every veil before you be removed. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Every shadow, every cloud, whatever it is that covers you from knowing what belongs to you, seeing and recognizing what God has offered you, I come against it. I come against it. I break it and I consider and render it powerless against you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, I release the miracle, that great testimony, that mysterious encounter. Let it happen to that person this week. And by next week, let the person come with a testimony. Thank you for hearing me, O God. Hallelujah. Come and give the Lord a clap of praise.
Thank you for staying through to the end of the sermon. We are always looking forward to hear from you. Please send us your praise reports or prayer requests. We want to know how this podcast has blessed you. You can call us on 0114 294 5205 or write to us at church.office@victory-assembly.org. Remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens. God bless you.